Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Folks, you're in for a treat, as we always are when Grace Marie Turner joins us. Grace Marie is one of my favorite folks on the planet, the president of the Galen Institute, the person who knows more about market-based public healthcare solutions than anybody on the planet, someone who's worked awfully hard, has been working awfully hard now for many, many years to try to make those things happen. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and I say that she's the president of the Galen Institute, and she's our good friend, Grace Marie. Welcome back.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thank you for having me
Thank you for being here. Folks, this lady is working tirelessly to get the word out on what's the real, what the truth is about the alternatives now to the Obamacare debacle. Some of you may have seen her column recently in Forbes. Grace Marie, let's talk about, I think it would help people to understand why a full repeal and replace isn't really possible under the current system of the Senate.
Well,
right? They've got to go through reconciliation.
Yeah.
They can't get everything.
They have gone through a pretty difficult process to get to the point of being able to pass this through something called the Budget Reconciliation Act, which allows
the Senate to
get it through with 51 votes. But the House was respecting that and tried to configure its bill in a way that would fit through Senate procedures. But the Senate still has to get 51 votes, but that means that they can do it with 51 of the 52 votes Republicans have in the Senate,
right.
Not the 60 votes that it otherwise would have required.
If the Obamacare is a law, correct me if I'm wrong, since Obamacare is a law, if you repeal and replace a law, you have to have 60 votes. But if you take it apart and sort of rend it asunder piece by piece, you do that through a reconciliation process in the Senate, which allows for a simple majority, right?
The key to the reconciliation issue is that everything has to pertain to either federal spending or federal taxes. And so that's why all of the regulations and the Affordable Care Act
mm-hmm.
are not accessible through this process.
Right.
They can't get rid of guarantees.
Because it's part of the law.
Community rating. It's part of the law, but they can get rid of things like the tax credits because they directly would pertain to federal spending. But they can't do that because millions of people would lose coverage. So they've got a double problem. Everything has to pertain to federal spending and federal taxes, and they have to not just kill the things in it. That's why they can get rid of all the 20 taxes in the Affordable Care Act. $1 trillion in taxes are accessible through this process. Both the House and the Senate bill get rid of all of them. Delay the Cadillac tax starts back up in 2026. We'll talk about that later. But the things that really are driving up premiums, a lot of the regulations, the ridiculously complex and huge number of benefits that have to be in these policies, those are not accessible through this
right.
because they're not direct federal spending and taxes.
And the recalcitrant GOP members of both houses that won't pass a bill unless it has all those things gone, they're tilting at a windmill because they don't even have access to that kind of a solution with the current votes, right?
That's exactly right. So that's why we have to.
So it's stupid for the people who say, well, I want the whole thing gone. Fine, but where's your other 10 votes?
Yeah. Plus, Jim, they've got all this other the difficulty of they've got to. It's not just repeal; it's repeal and replace.
Right.
They can't leave people stranded. They've got to make sure these are millions of people were lost their policies and they were shoved in the Obamacare exchanges. Didn't want to be there, but now they're there, and they can't afford this coverage.
Why do these other people not understand? I mean, I don't understand. It's not even difficult. I mean, it's just math, isn't it?
It's because some people say that, oh, I talked to the parliamentarian and she in the elevator, and she said, nobody's asked us whether or not we can repeal the regs through reconciliation. Well, we know you can't do it.
Right.
And nobody's asked her yet because the bill wasn't done. So,
right.
You get these rumors started, and you just have to say people.
Well, they lost Collins this week, too.
Well, they lost Collins, and they've got five.
So that's six now.
Yeah. They could actually lose two because they've got to get 50 senators, and then Vice President Pence, who is the titular head of the Senate, can break the tie. So they could lose two. But they can't lose five.
They can't lose three. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about this, folks. One of the things I want to talk to Grace Marie about is this: the uninsured numbers. I call it the kabuki numbers for the uninsured that we've been dealing with for decades now. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.